Have you ever tried to lose weight? Maybe a juice cleanse, the paleo diet, Soul Cycle? Well, our next guest did something very ordinary and managed to lose 100 pounds in a year. His name is Alistair Wilkins. He's 27 years old. He wrote about his experience on Vox.com, and he's with us now. And Alistair, you write that your weight loss secret was not rocket science.
No, it was basically, it was sort of two things. There's sort of a mental and a physical aspect to it. The mental aspect, to be honest, was that I kind of gave up on losing a ton of weight. I'd been, as you say, about 100 pounds overweight, good portion of my life, 285 pounds on a 6-foot frame. And kind of decided, you know what, I'm not even going to worry about that. I'm just going to kind of go to the gym and see what I can do. And I went to the gym and kind of did the one exercise that I felt that I actually was kind of comfortable doing, which is a treadmill, because it is the simplest thing in the world. You just get on there and you walk. And I...
You were walking on that treadmill, not running.
I was, yeah, I could not. I mean, like, I would get out of breath trying to do 5 miles per hour at a jog for more than a few minutes. What I was doing, though, I was doing uphill walking. So I'd set the incline and set it to start at about maybe 3.8 miles per hour, got up to about 4.2. So a brisk walk, but uphill, and then just did it for a while, like 45 minutes to an hour, and started doing it every other day and then every day. And this was something that I'll say right now, I'll stress, I don't think this would work for everyone, but I was fortunate enough that this was a routine that worked for me, both in the sense that it was something that I could sustain and that I enjoyed doing, and that it actually had a really good impact on my weight and my health in general.
And you didn't make any changes to your diet?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's one of those things where I certainly didn't. I really kind of organized my sort of getting fitter in terms of the exercise. That's sort of how I like to think about it. What did happen was I moved out of living with my parents, as so many people in their mid-20s are wont to do these days, and started grad school, where you have you're suddenly buying your own food again. You have less access. So I think the portions got smaller. But in terms of like really like I wasn't like switching over to salads all the time or anything like that, just because I just couldn't, honestly, just didn't have the drive to do that. So I definitely led with the exercise, but I think I should stress, I think that diet definitely shifted a little bit, but it wasn't what I was sort of focusing on for my own efforts.
So you achieved these results, and the interesting thing is you seem to be annoyed that you even wanted or had to do this in today's society, that there's any pressure to lose weight.
Well, I think that in a society where we don't really have a good way to fix our obesity epidemic, which is certainly at epidemic proportions, it seems counterproductive to focus on weight as sort of the main indicator of wellness. I think that for me, I had a lot of sort of other issues that I really solving this helped me resolve them in turn. I felt better about myself health-wise and mentally and all that. But I think that it's important to note that the weight for me was important in solving that, but it's not necessary for everyone to do that. And I think that we should really make a point of recognizing that, you know, if someone can be, you know, happy and self-possessed and confident or whatever, like all the things that I couldn't be at 285 pounds, if they can do that and they don't have the perfect weight, I don't necessarily think that's the worst thing in the world. There are health risks to obesity, but I think that it's something that we should be thinking about in terms of a sort of more holistic approach, thinking both about the mental and the physical aspects, particularly
so
because yeah.
Why do we think the way that we do then about it? Why do we have such pressure to be a certain weight in this country?
It's such a social issue. It's such a thing where we tend to prize thinness in our society, and yet at the same time, you look at the kind of foods that people tend to eat, and particularly people who don't necessarily have all the resources necessary to put together great, well-organized diets, well-balanced diets, it's going to tend to lead people to gain weight, and sedentary lifestyles are also big. I mean, it's a huge multifactorial issue here, and yet at the same time, the second you gain weight, which is super easy to do, you tend to be stigmatized or marginalized for it.
How did being at the weight that you were previously, 285 pounds, affect you as a person? You reveal that at 26, you had never been in a relationship.
Yeah, never even been kissed. I mean, and again, I think that that's something that is, you know, that's on the extreme end. I mean, there's plenty of people who are heavier who have great relationships. So it's not that they're, you know, it's not that one exactly causes the other, but I think that...
Do you think that for you it did?
Yeah, I think that it's all part of it. I think that there was a sense of that I was something of a failure in my own eyes. And, you know, it's one of those things where there's that old chestnut that, you know, in order to love others, you have to first love yourself. And, you know, when I really did not like the person I was or person I'd become, when I couldn't think of myself as an attractive person, and indeed, because in order to sort of not be obsessed with my weight, I kind of had to ignore the very thought of myself as a physical specimen, it's really hard then to turn around and, you know, try to embark upon any sort of relationship where, you know, your aesthetics are a part of what drives that.
But do you think that you could have, if you were to look back now on where you were before, do you think that you could have loved yourself for who you were at the higher weight?
I mean, it's one of those things where I want to say yes, because I think that that is the more positive message and the more general message, that I think that, you know, there are definitely ways that most people, I think, can get there. Because again, I think that for me personally, and I only speak for me personally, I'm really not sure, because I think there were a lot of kind of switches in my brain that just sort of flipped. There were just a lot of things that just suddenly made sense that had not made sense before. And I think that losing the weight and just not being so defined by this, I don't know how else I would have untangled this problem in my head otherwise.
And do you feel comfortable with yourself now?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, that's a new feeling. That's something that is still kind of getting used to it. And it's one of those things where, again, I think it speaks to the fact that there was a definite kind of misalignment in my image of myself versus who I used to be, because it's increasingly difficult to remember that I was anything other than what I look like now. And because I think I always sort of saw myself as a person of relatively normal weight, and then, you know, looking in the mirror or photographs for that matter was always very jarring. So yeah, I do feel comfortable with myself, and I feel like me in a way that I don't necessarily remember feeling like before. So it's been a very powerful transformative experience, and that's part of the reason I wanted to write the piece and try to unpack that.
Are you still doing the daily exercise? Are you still walking uphill on the treadmill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is an important point, because weight loss is only ever one half of the puzzle when it comes to weight. Weight maintenance is the other part. And the short answer is that, you know, in order to keep this weight off, I'm going to need to keep doing some sort of routine for pretty much the rest of my life. And this is something that I still enjoy doing, and I may let it evolve, and I'm trying to get a little more kind of strength training in at some point. But this is still the thing that, yeah, every day, about an hour, I try to keep at it. And I've allowed myself a couple skip days here and there, but yeah, I'm mostly sticking with it.
Do you feel like you went through this entire journey alone? Or did you have somebody? A lot of times when people try to lose weight, they do it with a friend, or they do it with a group of people. But what about you? Did you do this all by yourself?
I would say I did it with a lot of support and a lot of encouragement from people whenever I reached out. I mean, everyone was always very supportive and complimentary, and I have great friends and great family. But this was something where I definitely had more of the lone wolf kind of experience. It was a lot of, you know, going to the gym at the University of North Carolina at like 11 at night. You know, again, it's just finding something that works for you that you can stick with and is sustainable. And this happened to be it for me.
Alistair, is there something that you can take from this entire experience that you think you could use in another challenge? Because that's a big feat to lose 100 pounds, even if you say that you only lost it when you decided that you didn't want to try to lose it anymore.
Yeah, well, I think that as someone who has, you know, set some fairly lofty goals and, you know, not always gone very close to them, I mean, I think that what that does speak to is the loftier goal you set, the bigger the discouragement that you're courting. And I think that in this instance, you know, if I were to embark on another project as big as this, I think to not necessarily be thinking of it as something that big. Again, if it was like, if I really set out to lose 100 pounds, I just think I would have quit when it didn't immediately happen. So, you know, what is it that by the end of the day you want to have accomplished that's going to make you feel better? And, you know, that's how I look at my weight now. It's not, you know, what am I going to look like 10 years from now? I don't know. I might gain back some weight. It's very possible if you look at the statistics. But I just try to, you know, wake up every day, I weigh myself, and I think, okay, this is where I am, and this is where I'm going to try to be by the end of the day. And it's more or less just trying to keep it steady. And so it's just being willing to compartmentalize the really big challenges out there. And I think that's what I'm going to try to, if I can learn anything from this, it's that.
Alistair Wilkins, who lost 100 pounds in a year. We'll link you to his piece at our website, hereandnow.org. Alistair, congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.